News. I'm Dave Packer. After a series of mechanical emergencies,
today United CEO Scott Kirby is sending out a letter to United customers. In the letter, saying the airline has experienced a number of incidents that are reminders of the importance of safety, and that while the incidents are unrelated, they have the airline's attention, and that United will be sharpening its focus on safety. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The man wanted in connection with the killings of a New Mexico State Police officer and a paramedic in South Carolina now in custody after a convenience store clerk recognized him and called 911. Shots fired when Jeremy Smith was apprehended. He's now in a hospital. Spring break turning deadly in Jacksonville Beach, Florida Sunday. Gunfire leaving three people shot, one dead. Cops searching for multiple suspects. In a virtually uncontested election, Russian President Vladimir Putin wins re-election for another 6 years in power. He's been Russia's only 21st century leader. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rent is going up faster in Wisconsin than most of the rest of the country, according to Channel 9 TV in Wausau. Their reporting shows rent in Wisconsin went up 8% in January of last year to January of this year, making Wisconsin one of the top 10 states in the country for rent increases in that time. Senator Ron Johnson says he hopes the Senate will take their time studying the House TikTok bill before calling for a floor vote.
What I've looked so far, there's very legitimate concerns on both sides of the issue. So I'm hoping we don't just rush into this, take a vote. I hope we actually do deliberate on this and take a look at this thing both from both sides.
The bill would take TikTok off U.S. app stores unless its Chinese owners sell to an American buyer. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. If you commute into Madison on Highway 18-151, you might want to give yourself a little extra time to get to work. The State Department of Transportation says that construction on the busy highway will begin next week. Crews will be working on the highway between Town Hall Road in Mount Horeb and Fitch-Rona Road in Verona. DOT officials say that drivers should expect some lanes to be closed during construction. Work is expected to wrap up in June. An employee at the Pecatonica Area School District is on administrative leave after multiple allegations of misconduct. The school district has not named the employee or said what kind of misconduct they're being accused of. District officials say that students brought the allegations forward in late February and early March, and the employee was immediately put on leave. The Lafayette County Sheriff's Office says that they are conducting an investigation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
Unleash Live is coming to Barnwood Events in Madison this April. Calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs, it's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Soul Seed Strategy facilitates transformation by creating an experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership. Register now at soulseed.com.
The Badgers are headed to New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers learn they will face James Madison University in the first round of the NCAA tournament after losing to Illinois yesterday in the Big Ten. They won't have to play until Friday night. Could they use the break? Greg Gard.
Everybody needs it. Everybody. We played four games in 4 days. Even I need it. So, but no, it'll be good because we'll fly out there Wednesday, I'm sure. And which has always been one of my arguments with the league is that the teams that play on Sunday should not be in a Thursday bracket.
NBA, the Bucks with a win 140-129 over the Suns. Chris Middleton, after missing the past month with a sprained left ankle, scored 22 points and was asked if he felt like he was right back in rhythm with the team.
It did. A lot of the work that I was doing in rehab was just trying to make sure my wind was there, my conditioning was as good as it can be. I thought it was.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and still a little chilly today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of 52. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Monday on the Maggie Dawn Show, I'll be joined by City of Milwaukee political veteran Alderman Bob Bauman as we discuss why the incumbent city attorney is unfit for office.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays at 2 on Mad Radio 92.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight.
If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
My God.
No apologists. He wasn't talking about the auto industry or whatever else. Did the mainstream media try to sanitize that as well?
Okay. Yeah, there was a spin room.
Nicely done, mainstream media. All right. Jody Hamilton's on vacation. Sean Comiskey is here doing the Lord's work
over there
on cameras. Hi,
we're
Sean.
Over there.
We miss you. He's there with Lonnie because Lonnie will be taking over second half of the week.
Yep.
Because why? Because we all love America. Do we all love America, Chris?
We love America.
I have been
Trump doesn't.
No, he does not. He loves Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I have been reinvigorated on behalf of America. Would you like to know why, Chris LaVoy?
Why?
Let me take you through my whole last couple of days.
Okay. Oh, I saw the photos.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'll get to that. Right. Yes, I was reinvigorated for because I got to hang out with Mark Hamill and Victor Shi,
yes.
The official stem cell political activist,
yes.
Of the Stephanie Miller Show, even though he is from UCLA.
We all have our faults.
We love each other. Exactly. I continue to fight on for old SE and for America. My point is, Chris.
And I continue to fork 'em devils.
Exactly. And for those of you hooking horns and rolling tide, good on ya. As long as you get out and vote for Biden Harris. Are these the horns? I don't know. I'm sorry. Now I have this USC fight on.
No, you're
hook 'em horns.
You're stealing third is what you're doing.
Oh, yes. No, you steal third. Sean, you bunt. We all have our marching orders. Because we have to admit, Chris, last week was a tough week for, you know, justice. It was, you know, Glenn Kirshner on Friday. Spent extra time with us because here's the thing. You know I'm the happy, clappy liberal.
Yes. That's what I've heard.
I think, Sarah Kensidore, who I've always loved.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, how come you haven't been on? And she said, I think I said something about Mueller's not going to save us, and it annoyed her. I don't remember being annoyed because I've always thought she's brilliant. But I have to say, I think many of us, particularly that are happy, clappy, you know, Mueller had the goods. He had the goods just like the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee did. So I don't think we counted on Bill Barr
right.
And the mainstream media to block justice in that particular case. Because sure. Trump is a traitor, and they could have stopped him then
mm-hmm.
before he committed his 11 billion other crimes since then.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
So
I think we'd have Sarah
anyway,
on
but
again.
Of course. No,
yeah.
And I said, you know, you were right. I was wrong. You know,
right.
Like, see, that's not so hard to
no,
say.
No, I'd love to have her on again.
So she tends to go a little dark, which I always kid her about.
Well, none
anyway,
of our guests
and
are a monolith.
Like, everyone's, no more animosity. I'm like, no, there was never any animosity.
No.
You know, a lot of us hoped for the best, you know, during Mueller, as we do now.
Mm-hmm.
I think what has dispirited a lot of us, Chris, is that when they go, oh, well, you just got to vote. That's the only thing we can do. We did vote. Yeah. And we voted so there'd be a Biden administration Justice Department and a Merrick Garland and not a Trump administration and a Bill Barr.
Right.
And we feel like, what good has that done us so far? I'm still hopeful. I am still hopeful on at least a couple of these trials in terms of, you know, again, I know I don't know the timing. But anyway, what we can't do is let them, because that's exactly what they want, is for us to be so depressed and think nothing matters. Mm-hmm. Justice Department doesn't matter. Voting doesn't matter. Nothing matters. Because that's what they want, is for us to get dispirited and stay home. So let me tell you two things that happened to me, Chris.
Okay.
Hanging out with Mark Hamill and also these just amazing young activists. There was another 23-year-old from Grassroots Democrats Headquarters, it's called. Another young, great, you know.
Young pup.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And there's, you know, all kinds of these groups, obviously, that are helping in terms of, you know, Victor Shee, I think, just took his finals at UCLA, in fact. Hooray.
I feel like he's been studying for finals the entire time we've known him.
Yes.
Okay.
We're done now.
Okay.
Anyway, first time we got to meet each other, but just awe-inspiring. And, you know, that's what you don't want, is kids that age to go, nothing matters, voting doesn't matter, we're never going to get justice, blah, blah, blah. So I got that and a letter I got, Chris, which I'm warning you ahead of time is going to make me cry on the air.
Okay.
I have to read it.
All right.
So because, you know, sometimes you do. You have to pick yourself up. You do whatever. You take a break if you need to. Be around people that that light you up, you know. And Mark Hamill, just such a patriot. He's going to do Sexy Liberal LA. Glenn Kirshner, just let me know. He's going to join us for a Philadelphia Sexy Liberal.
Good.
We are working on guests for every show.
Yep.
Including Minneapolis, which is up first. Oh, I see. Bonnie has started to try to implant herself inside Lonnie. Lonnie, sorry. She's doing the alien face hugger game.
She is.
That is like that scene from Airplane. I'm saying really important things for America, but behind me.
Yes, a dog is mauling.
Is mauling Bonnie. Not Bonnie, that's the prettiest face in America, not the face.
Yeah, not the face.
Not the face.
Not the face.
Don't do anything. Jody will kill us if you do anything to the face. Okay, where was I? Pay attention, Chris.
You were talking to young pups.
Yes. Yes.
And Mark Hamill.
Yes. Who does, by the way, is doing a fundraiser coming up for Gloria Johnson for Senate in Tennessee. He does so much, you know, not just financially, but just with his heart and his activism. And, you know,
and he doesn't
and
just
he
S-post
is inspired
on Twitter.
By young people like Victor Shee and wanted to meet him and these other activists. And so it just was an inspiring. And we, you know, we're obviously looking for the group that we're going to work with Sexy Liberal, which will be exclusively a Get Out the Vote group. So, by the way, there's always one blocking buzzkill, you know, that fills in for you.
This time it wasn't
because
me.
Obviously there was great reaction. I posted a picture, just said hanging out talking politics with, you know, Mark Hamill and Victor Shee. Oh, I did have a little wine, and I said, we are the political drones you've been looking for. I did mean droids.
Oh.
I did mean droids. I'd had a little wine. But my point is, Chris,
honey.
My point is, I think drones was better because we are like heat-speaking democracy drones. I liked it better. Some people thought I did it on purpose. And to those people, you're right. I did it on purpose. And to other people, correct
the
correctors.
You're like Trump. I meant to say that.
I meant to do that.
Yeah. Great.
Oh, this person. There's always, you know, this would be the blocker. Just you three talking politics is not enough. Organize, mobilize, and doing more than tweeting is going to help save democracy more than taking a selfie in Malibu. Okay, what do you think we were doing there?
You were plotting.
Yes. And those people just there do more than all of us put together for mobilizing and getting people out to vote and blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Okay. That was a brief little walk in my patriotic frenzy this weekend. Okay, let me... I'm sorry, I apologize, this is a little long, but it was it reduced me and my sisters to just a flood of tears.
Okay.
A man named Justin wrote to me. He subject line, how your father, William Miller, helped my family from Lockport, New York, which is where I'm from.
Yeah.
He is a Lockport boy like me. Aww. Okay, do I do, I don't know whether to do patriotic music or love music. I'm going to cry either way, I don't know if it matters.
Or how about sad violin?
No, because that's like mocky.
Oh.
Okay. I think I'm going to switch to patriotic. Okay. It just reminded me what public service was supposed to be and maybe could be one day if the Victor Shees of the world triumph and these other, you know, young activists. From Justin, he said, hi, Steph, hope this email reaches you. I'm sure you get many each day. Not really, Justin. Okay, I get a few. I wanted to tell you what your father did for my family many years ago. I did not know him, but I know he must have been a good man because of what he did for my mother, brother, and I. Some of the attached photos will shed further light on my letter. I recently came across an article of you and your sister celebrating your mom's 100th birthday as it appeared on Facebook page for Lockport, New York, the town I grew up in. I'm sorry to hear of her passing last year. I wish she were still alive so you could read this to her. Me too. Your father knew both of my grandfathers. Martin Clifford owned Clifford Lumber. All these local references crack me up in Lockport. And William Gantz, owner of Insurance and Travel Company, yep, in Lockport. When my father, a captain in the Army Corps of Engineers, passed away in a hospital in Munich, Germany on 12/31/58, my mother came back to Western New York to be around her family, now as a widow and with two young boys. My brother was 4 and I was 2 at the time. My mother was destined for penury as the Army denied her veterans benefits because my father's death was not in the line of duty. However, following meetings with both of my grandfathers, your father introduced a bill in Congress around 1962, I believe, and that was ultimately passed and provided VA benefits not only to my mother but subsequently to thousands of families caught in a similar situation where a surviving spouse of a service member may have been left in extremely difficult financial circumstances had it not been for your father's work in Congress. The fact that my mother, who knew your parents, was able to receive VA benefits and not only sustained our household. I grew up in a nice apartment on High Street in Lockport. It's around the corner from my house.
You're the Huntilla brothers.
It's right, Willow Street's where I grew up.
Okay.
But also paid for my undergraduate education at SUNY Buffalo. Trust me, I was destined for Wyndham Lawn's boys' home. LOL. You know that one too.
Okay.
So it was a bit of a miracle that I graduated from UB. In 1979, I left for graduate school in Colorado, got my MBA, and had a terrific run with some great companies over the last 40 years. I'm now semi-retired, living in Denver, have been blessed in so many ways. Much of it is as a result of the fact of your father was kind enough and caring enough to fight on behalf of my mother. She passed away 3 months after I came to Colorado at the early age of 52 from an aneurysm. I truly wish I could have shared this story with your mother. I'm thinking it would have put a huge smile on her face. Thank you for taking the time to read this stuff. I have also attached some photos to bring some life to the note, a couple of articles about your father and my family, and the only photo I have of my father and my mother's wedding. Sincerely, Justin in Denver. And he can close an article from the Buffalo News in August 2nd, 1962, about how my dad helped their family. Beautiful picture. Look how beautiful he and his mom and dad were at their wedding. And he said, this is me today, not incarcerated because of your father, LOL. Ah, Lord.
Aww.
Okay, so Justin won't be my guest at Denver Sexy Liberal. My sister Libby is sending him the book she wrote about my dad. And, you know, I just thanked him for his kindness, you know, but I said it just hopefully will remind us all that, you know, there were once, you know, public service was once inhabited by really decent, honorable men like my dad and his dad, and you know, and in my opinion, people like Adam Schiff. It's just there are Jamie Raskin, a lot of the people that have joined us, you know, at Sexy Liberals around the country.
And your dad was a Republican, so there were good people in the Republican
Party. That's the punchline. Oh, thanks for the spoiler alert. No, but think about it, right? This is what the Republicans today fighting against VA benefits, fighting against, you know, student loan relief. I mean, my dad would not recognize this party, you know, and but it just reminded me that that's what it's supposed to be. That's why it's called public service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was never inhabited by men like Donald Trump. And it just and I will say more than one prominent person has said to me, they think Biden's going to win in a landslide, but don't want to say it publicly, which is I always say, too, because like I'm operate under the Bob Seska rule. Don't get happy. Right. We all have 2016 PTSD, you know, that everyone was sure Hillary was going to win. So it's on us to do everything we can, you know, and this is why I'm wearing my blue tsunami shirt this morning. All right. I got through that with minimal tears for the chick that cries on the radio.
Yeah.
This eye, it's really tough. I don't know what's happening there. Thank God I got the permanent eyelashes and not those ones that float down.
Great.
All All right, so we have Rude Pundit and JoJo from Jurors. They also are people that light me up and make me laugh and keep me inspired. So there, 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by PowerLife High Impact Protein. I enjoyed your shirtless photos with various other muscular men this weekend.
There were more
than I do most weekends.
There were a couple.
I feel like there was variety.
It was a nice weekend here.
Yes. Yes, I ate my weight in pizza at the Hamels, so I'm going to need to get to the gym with you guys. But Power Life High Impact Protein, you remember Tony Horton, or Tony, did I say that right? Yes.
Yes,
Tony Horton, P90X, I used to do it.
Yep.
He got sick, got shingles, because shingles doesn't care.
It does not.
As we know.
Yep.
Yeah. And so he didn't know if he's even going to make it. Today at 65, he is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB. It's right in there. Mm-hmm. Naturally occurring molecule that helps build muscle even without exercising. He created high impact protein. Available in plant protein or whey.
Whey.
Protein. Just one scoop a day. Mix it with your favorite beverage and there you go. Supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS to save 30%. You can get a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. MyPowerLife.com or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply, or go right to MyPowerLife.com and type in fitness.
Stephanie Miller.
Help me help you.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do
do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
That's what, you know what I need. You know what I need.
What do you
right
need?
After I cry, my boo boo foo foo. Hello, hello, Karen in Chicago. Hello.
Hello, my schmoopy bear.
Hello.
You know, I did want to call because I was listening to you. You know, but I wanted to also call because Rocky Mountain Mike warned that there would be a Mr. Bubble Bath if I didn't call in this morning. Oh, no. So I didn't want that to happen.
He does not make empty threats, that man.
No, he doesn't. And I'm not going to be blamed for yeast infections and dry skin, okay? That's not going to be on my watch.
So okay. Let me say one more thing, Karen. It's awesome people like you that are out there, you know, organizing and doing podcasts and all that. We are the ones we're waiting for. That I agree with everything Eric Holder says and Barack Obama says. Here's the thing I think, you know, that has let us down again and again is the mainstream media. Because, you know, we're all frustrated with Merrick Garland. But you know what? The media didn't treat the Robert Hur report any differently than they did the Bill Barr report. And this stupid Fannie Willis trial, right? They take it hook, line, and sinker rather than doing the actual work of journalism. So that part is up to us.
Yes, absolutely. And that is exactly why we have to be having these conversations. And, you know, Hal Sparks was so gracious and wonderful to have us, Anita and I, on the second hour on Friday.
He is gracious and wonderful and very well endowed.
Yes.
Yes.
God, potty patati. But I have to say that, no, it really is important. And, you know, it's another podcast. But like you said, in the absence of mainstream media doing their due diligence, it really is up to us to kind of have the conversations, because then it enables other people in their lives and their conversations with friends and family to be able to express the danger that we're in. I mean, there's no reason to think that Donald Trump will not make good on a bloodbath. He is prone to violence. He relishes violence. He loves to incite violence. He gets off on the fact that people are going out there and doing violence on his behalf.
Yeah.
So the mainstream media to treat this election like it's just another normal election between two sane candidates, two competent candidates, is absolute malpractice.
Yeah.
This guy is an egomaniacal maniac who is bloodthirsty and wants to be a dictator and turn us into an autocracy. We have to talk to the people that are reachable. MAGA is gone.
Yeah.
Forget about MAGA, right? Those people are gone.
Yeah.
They're in the cult and they want a dictatorship.
Yeah. And once again, you know, we're stuck between not wanting to be cowed by the bullies, you know, being aware that he is absolutely a threat, as are his, you know, followers. But you also have to go, we're going to punch the bully in the nose in November. We're not going to back down and be scared. You know, that's exactly what they want us to do. So,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
And our... Listen, and I was real quick, our vote is our currency. Our vote is our voice, and our votes are our power. And it's like, yeah, I mean, it's like, it would be great if the courts would do their job.
Yeah.
You know, but the justice system, yeah, honestly, Rude. Is not set up yeah. to protect us. It's yeah. protecting the, they don't,
the systems,
like
I think, in our country, we're not prepared for the likes of Donald Trump. Rude Pundit has some great, brilliant stuff about this, Karen. We're going to talk to him next. But, you know, you're absolutely right. We have all got to treat this like the five-alarm fire it is. And as Glenn Kirshner said, got to be too big to rig, too real to steal. We just got to turn out in yep. tsunami numbers. Yeah. All right, love you.
We can do it.
We can do it. Oh, I love when she goes all Bella Caroli at the end.
Yes.
You can do it, Steffi. You can do it. That was a super current reference. 29 minutes after the hour. Rude Pundit next.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. School in one northern Wisconsin district will be closed for the next 2 weeks after a potential carbon monoxide leak made 39 people sick last week. Machinery will be inspected and the building is being cleaned. The plan is for classes to resume on April 2nd. A software engineer hired by Donald Trump to find voter fraud in Wisconsin and other states is out with a new book. Ken Block tells WISN-TV's Up Front he instead ended up debunking 20 different claims of voter fraud.
I found across all of the swing states a total of less than 300 fraudulent votes across all of them, not nearly enough to have impacted one of the swing states, let alone all of them.
Block's book is called Disproven. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Edgewood College will continue to not have lights over their athletic field after a panel of judges upheld a ruling that allows the city of Madison to block the lights. Edgewood sued the city on religious grounds after they denied their request to put up lights and hold nighttime football games in 2021. The city says that the bright lights would negatively affect those living near the campus. The three-judge panel upheld the 2022 ruling blocking the lights on Friday. If you were hoping to get in a round of bingo at the Ohio Tavern on the Near East Side, well, you're out of luck. Madison police and state revenue agents raided the tavern last Wednesday. The bar posted on social media that the visit was due to the fact that they didn't fill out all the proper paperwork to hold a bingo night, and all bingo events are canceled for the foreseeable future. The tavern is still open for non-bingo related activities. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wiggehout, WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy and still a little chilly today. We'll get to 37 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. A little breezy tomorrow with a high of 52. Then on Wednesday, sunny, windy, and colder with a high of only 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Viva la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
I just say, with all the respect in the world for voters and their right to make their decision, weigh these equities. How much are you concerned about more women, or women having the right to choose, or LGBT people having the right to their lives, that you would vote for him?
Okay.
You wouldn't even allow him in your house, much less in the White House.
I love that, what Nancy Pelosi said. Yeah. It is so true. Most of you would not allow him in your house, around your children, around your daughters. You wouldn't want your kids to emulate his behavior.
Not at all.
It's okay. I just love that. You wouldn't even let him in your house.
Right.
Why would you put him in the White House? You know who's been on fire about this? On fire.
Hey.
Yes.
And a rude fire.
Very rude fire.
You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Lay back out and let Freddie in.
Remember,
hey, rude.
To let a joke about farts. Then you can start to make it.
Hiya, Rude Pundit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Or as I said earlier, Santa Claus. Okay, his beard is a little.
I'm gonna go get a trim this week.
I like it. You've gone like full metal hobo. Like it. Okay.
Yes, full metal hobo. I love that. I feel like I should have some hobo suit that I wear around.
I just seriously have been on fire on Threads. I frequently tweet, like and retweet and print your tweets or threads. You wrote a great piece this morning, but you said maybe I'm old fashioned, but when someone promises a bloodbath if they're not elected, that's a terrorist threat and should be investigated as such. That is the big fear, isn't it? Just the numbness that we've all, succumbed to about Trump and stuff he says. And then he had another moment where he said Biden beat Obama by a lot. And the whole crowd, you could see, just got these are maggots. And they're all confused and like, what?
Yeah. He also claimed that there was a tape of his conversation with Zelensky. And that when he played it, when it was played for Nancy Pelosi, that it proved that he was completely innocent of anything.
Right.
There's no friggin' tape. No tape exists. He said that twice this weekend.
Yeah.
Alexander Vindman just posted.
Yeah, Liz Cheney just called him out on his lies about the J6 committee, and his response was, she needs to be executed. just numb to that, right? Sorry, go ahead. Vindman said.
No. It's just the kind of the pile up of lies. I'm sitting there, and sometimes we think, how can a population in a country like North Korea, for instance, so willingly be oppressed? And it's not that they are all, under the thumb of the government. They are. But many of them, that's all they know. That's what they believe. They believe in all the lies, and nothing will change their mind.
We talked about this yesterday, that this really is, it's like Barb McQuaid's new book. Victor, she and I were talking about the war, against disinformation. That, there was a Trump supporter we just played last week, Ruth, that's like, I just, want to thank President Trump for the $35 insulin. I have diabetes. And, it makes us all pull our hair out, It's like, or the Trump's like, if you'd like Biden, your Social Security's gone. When he's the one on tape saying he would cut Social Security, and Biden has said the opposite. I mean, it just, this is where we are.
And it's the same threats that he's been making for years.
Oh, it's a Flintstones background. It's like violent threat, right? Lie, then mental, decline to the point of what? And then rinse, lather, repeat.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's the thing is that you'd think that people would wake up, but no, they like it. They like it. They like it because, he sticks it to the immigrants. That's what they like.
Bob Schooley sort of echoed your piece. He tweeted, I would never bet against Trump inspiring more wackadoos to violence, but he did practically beg for angry mobs to swarm his various indictment appearances, and the turnout was unimpressive at best. I mean, this is what I was saying to Chris, where we have to be, aware and vigilant of the threat of violence, but not cower to the bullies. Right? I mean, you said, you know, regarding bloodbaths, remember, let's remember what Trump said would happen if Biden was elected in 2020 that didn't happen. And I just have to read your first, because sure. Republican presidential nominee and filled garbage bag with a bewigged rotting rump roast on top, Donald Trump loves to promise that violence and horror is coming unless he's elected. Forget that actual horror and violence happened while he was president. Oh, no, we're supposed to look back on the riots and disease 4 years ago and nod like the delusional that, yes, we're better off now than we were then. And you say the thing is, though, Trump promised the same thing 4 years ago if Biden defeated him. Spoiler alert, none of that happened. And you just went through all of it. He'll destroy your energy jobs in Pennsylvania. Well, unemployment was 7.4. It's currently 3.4, right? I mean, that's all we can do is just be fat tennis ball machines now until November.
But the thing is like it wasn't just, you know, it wasn't just the lies and misinformation. It was he created this whole scenario of a United States that will crumble into flames and murder if Joe yes. Biden was elected.
And various scenarios I can't read on my little family radio show, right. But go and read now, his filthy scribblings.
Yeah.
And now the thing is now he's got to also make people believe that lie that is going on. So that's why yeah. you have people saying, well, I would never go to the hellholes of, you know, California or New York. Yeah. You know, they're just full of crime.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. None of this has happened. Yeah. Nothing he said would happen has happened.
Yeah. You've talked about people, a lot of people talking about, you know, coming here and going, what a great time they had in New York. And you're like, yeah, New York's yeah. kind of a great city. Okay.
Yeah. This is my little, that's my little warm hug every once in a while, is this group called New York Tourist Tips that are all these people from around the world that are that come to New York City and post their like, here's this amazing time I had. Oh my God, I love it here. I felt so safe. I never had any problems. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah. All right, because when I think of you, I think of balls. You are a tennis ball machine of facts. You said virtually the only actual terrorism during the Biden administration came from MAGA troglodytes and threats from Trump himself. The anarchy that might come has always been from Trump's terrorist organization. Thank you. You said you get the idea. Trump promised the collapse of civilization. All we got were more jobs, lower crime rates, booming infrastructure spending. You said if there's a bloodbath after Biden victory in 2024, it won't be because of Biden. It'll be because of Trump's idiot hordes who think they have to burn the country down. And you know what, Rude? We'll deal with that. If that happens, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah. And you know, again, like Bob Schooley says, and I've said a number of times, is there's not going to be any kind of mass thing, you know? There's not going to be, there just simply won't be. But there will be the random
yeah.
crazy that will do things, and that has done things. You know, he promised a rise in Islamic terrorism, that there would be Islamic terrorists coming through the border. And yeah. and attacking the country. And no, the only people that have attacked the country are his followers.
Well, if you want to calm yourself, just look at a crowd at any MAGA rally, Meal Team 6 on their scooters, and you're like, okay. They won't even yeah. get through New Jersey with the toll booths. It's like, oh, I don't have any change. I can stop again. Okay.
Their ankles would snap.
Is there a cracker barrel here?
Yeah, their ankles would snap trying to walk further than a right. block or two.
Oh, come
Wait,
on.
What do you mean I can't just park my car in front of the building?
You know, but the thing about this is what I loved what you said, you know, how we're all feeling frustrated on the justice front with the events of last week. You talked about, you know, Judge McAfee had written his order on Willis and Wade early last week, but because he'd been receiving threats, he waited till today to make it public in order to allow proper security to be in place for he and his family. And you just said if you're getting terrorist death threats, maybe you need to act like the future of the country is at stake. Maybe all these judges and prosecutors and everyone effing involved need to stop pretending they're part of a normal process and better move like it's a 5-alarm F-storm that could end with the leader of the terrorists becoming president. Thank you. I mean, it just, and I can't even with the Fannie Willis thing. I just, really? Ask Clarence and Ginny Thomas what a conflict of interest looks like. Are you kidding
yeah.
me?
Yeah.
That like, and by the way, she makes, I don't even know what, you know, $250 a year, something. She's DA. Really? She needed to hire someone who was her third choice to get half a $3,000 vacation or half a dinner? Oh, my God.
Sorry, yeah, and but the other thing is that like now they can appeal McAfee's ruling, and if that this a panel decides, well, maybe we need to consider this, then that then the trial just goes on hold.
I, as far as I know, I feel like that is going full steam ahead, and now she's mad. So good.
Right,
and I think New York is going to go ahead.
It's every appeal. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're getting signs that, that Cannon is setting up case to be thrown out in Florida.
Yeah.
You know.
In a way where Jack Smith can't appeal. I know. I mean, Glenn Kirshner told us Friday, I don't know the legal mechanisms for, you know, removal, recusal, but it seems like we're well past. I mean, how many times has she been, you know, egregiously slammed down and overruled by a circuit court? Anyway. Okay. Yeah, you said above the Judge McAfee order. Fine, whatever. Can we get back to putting Trump on trial in at least one case before the election? Thank you. I your tweet was perfect when they talking. We talked about the delay in Manhattan, and you said, what in the living is this hurry? I think that sums it up.
Yeah.
Those are all legal terms.
And this is also, I mean, this also sounds like the Southern District of New York, like this was a problem with them getting the documents to the New York the New York DA. You know, it was I don't even understand how this close to the start of the trial they can say, oh, by the way, here's 100,000 more documents.
Yeah.
That we have.
Yeah.
And you probably need to give time for the Trump team to go through them.
This is all on us now. Like Chris said, you know, like we're just legal experts, pollsters. We're in an era where because any fair legal analysis has told us what should happen legally. We're apparently not in that universe anymore. You know, when you've got partisan hacks all the way up to the Supreme Court, it's anyone's guess what's going to happen. Because you're right, Trump is always going to find some Hail Mary way to delay. It's just, you know, we're playing whack-a-mole with whether we get a real judge that's not going to tolerate it, right?
And you know, Democrats fell into the trap that we always fall into, which is by trying not to appear political, by doing things in a way that so nobody could accuse us of appearing political.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. It could have been angels from God coming down to prosecute Trump and for crimes against Jesus. And they would still say it's political and election interference.
Yeah, it's like I like to make my hockey references, being a, you know, Buffalo Sabres French Connection girl growing up. It's like we won the Lady Bing Award, but like we're now completely toothless and both our kneecaps are broken. But you win for fairness. You are we won Miss Congeniality.
As we get marched into the Trump brand concentration camps, we can say, well, at least we stuck to all the rules and followed all the processes, and you know, nobody could accuse us of looking political.
Exactly. By the way, I know you were probably like I was up all weekend on pins and needles about who would win the Russian election. It turns out it was Putin.
What?
I don't know if
what a surprise.
Putin won. Let's see how his next highest opponent, Navalny, did. He got 87.32% of the vote. The Russian Election Commission says that's what the Russian election. If this, you want a little peek into our future, Rude, here it is. Landslide. He declared a landslide. The vote was orchestrated to legitimize the leadership of Putin after a crackdown on dissent that left his rivals dead, jailed, or in exile. He will soon match Stalin as the longest serving modern ruler. A little peek into our future.
Well, you know, maybe that was his goal all along. You know, all the rest of it was just, you know, stuff he was doing while trying to beat Stalin's record. Although if he gets to take over Ukraine, there's a good chance he will beat Stalin in other ways.
And we end on a dark scene. Okay, but I'm just saying, whatever scares us, listen, gets us to the poll in unbelievable numbers. I was saying, if they can turn out in the thousands at Navalny's funeral, that takes some real courage. Then, you know, we can turn out in November and stop this fuckery, as you would call it.
And let me just say, you've got to be kind of a punk ass bitch if you are if you won't have any opponents run against you.
Yeah.
What a little P word.
See, grabbing.
I mean, just you know, that just shows you're a coward.
Yeah.
All of these dictators that do that, that have these, you know, mock elections to try to pretend that they, that the people love them.
Yeah.
What little bitches.
We gotta, exactly. We gotta grab him by the Putin in November and grab that vagina necked orange hole. He has his neck looks like a vagina. How much?
We've been there before with Reagan.
Yeah, that's true.
Reagan, it just looked like an empty scrotum hanging there with Reagan.
Okay, don't get into your, you know, skull zombie Reagan bit because you're just okay. Go away now. No, goodbye. We love you.
But you know, you could have totally fingered that neck.
Oh,
this is true.
Stop.
This is very true.
We linked to his for whatever reason. Yes, goodbye.
We linked to your stuff.
Bye.
Do not want to. Finger. Okay, that was just gross.
Just
okay,
make sure your nails are trimmed.
They always trimmed, for God's sakes. Are you kidding? 49 minutes after the hour.
Mommy, what did that mean? What did the lady mean?
49 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Yes.
Mommy's got the coziest sheets and jammies in the whole universe.
For your trimmed fingers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you know 35% of adults report experiencing poor sleep quality? Let me put you on to something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth, the secret to better sleep. Cozy Earth, luxurious bedding. Here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code Miller, 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Oh, my God, that's a bargain. Cozy Earth bedding, crafted with temperature-regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. They use the best fabrics, materials, weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have a weave both in my hair and in my sheets. Comfy, comfy, comfy.
Huh. Hmm?
Cozy Earth stands by the quality longevity of their products. 100-night sleep trial. Oh, my God. Cozy Earth, they do your self-care routine. They'll just amp it up to turn it up to 11. Mm. Do it. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head on over to CozyEarth.com. Promo code is Miller for 35% off. Upgrade your nights. Transform your days with Cozy Earth.
Here's
Stephanie Miller.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes,
Thinkability Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Welcome to the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMDX.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by the OG sexy liberal company, Credo Mobile.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Your phone company, you can make a difference, right? You can choose Credo Mobile, America's progressive phone company. They share your values, support the same causes you do. They have given over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, you name it.
That's a lot.
Join Credo Mobile. You will get that good feeling with knowing you are making a difference just by using your phone every day. And you get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, low rates, a complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from all the top brands. And check this out. Bring your phone, your current phone, your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. If you type in Steph, you get $250 off any smartphone. That's right. You heard me right. CredoMobile.com. Type in the code Steph. Get $250 off. 56 minutes after the hour. Monique says, Steph bought my Minneapolis Sexy Liberal Show tickets as soon as pre-sale tickets were available. I am so excited y'all are coming.
Yeah.
So are we. Kicking it off. Minneapolis, you are up first. OMG. Go to sexyliberal.com. I mean, all over the Twitters, Christopher.
Yep.
Steve says, I am so excited today. We have our VIP tickets for Minneapolis in April. We're big fans. This will be our first Sexy Liberal show. I can't wait to see it and meet everybody at the Meet and Grope. First up, April 13th. And then Philly, coming to you. Glenn Kirshner is going to join us in Philly. We're working on guests for all the shows.
That's going to be some Philadelphia freedom right there.
Yeah, I tell you what, boy, howdy. Joe in Chicago. Pardon me. Hi, Joe. Hello, Joe.
Yes. Hi. Good morning.
Yeah.
I just wanted to give an idea of what we can do instead of our perpetual wait for these trials that are never going to happen.
And that is, don't say
let's
that. Don't say that. Don't give up.
Well, let's create our own trials on primetime TV, the docudrama Trump trials. We've never had this much video evidence of everything Trump has done and all the other people.
Yeah.
And we can explain it much better and cleaner than we can do at an actual trial. So
yeah.
Just an example, we can do the documents trial. How do you plead? And you just show a video of Trump saying all this stuff was planted on me.
Yeah.
And then you show all the evidence.
That's right. Yeah.
And then
well,
you have him say, oh, the president. Yeah.
This is why he's trying to delay this, because as Liz Cheney and others said, the American people will start to see all this evidence. All of the people testifying are his people. These are not Democrats.
Right.
Right? It's like the people trying to get him off the ballot. They were all Republicans.
Right.
It was not Democrats, because they know, maybe even more than we do, what a clear and present danger he is. So don't give up. We don't know yet, about the when the trials will be. Can I just say history will judge them? Let's judge them now with what's the word, Chris? Judges. Let's judge them now with judges like you do. All right. 58 minutes after the hour. JoJo from Jurors coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
on air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Monday on Nightlight, I'm live in Madison and joined in studio by musician James Runday. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.